Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to some of the country's greatest radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet. And the satellite. Then we appreciate everybody that's tuning in tonight. Heard from some listeners a little bit earlier. Heard from an old friend a little bit earlier. So that's always good. Now, I want to remind everybody that a special shout out goes out as always to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and the men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as going down into the hurricane zone, because that takes a special breed of cat to go down there and make those deliveries down there where everything is tore up. And I also want to give a special shout-out to our buddy Felix and his bulk mail haulers, getting the job done, getting the mail delivered, because that's very important. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to where it needs to go, as well as our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers out there tonight. And we appreciate all of you and the job you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're all there. It's the same thing, Captain's America. That's Captain, throwing us on the end of it. America, all lowercase. That's us. You'll find us right there. And let's not forget, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, find out all the good things with we have to offer, because we've got a bunch of stuff over there. And you just might save some money on some things you might not expect that you would. All right, let's get going here, because we have got the professor of politics on the line out in California. Hey, and that would be none other than Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yay! Yay!
That's right.
Yay! Well, we got a bunch of people up on the porch tonight. Very nice weather. No clouds in the sky. And everybody's happy. Thank you very much, happy people. There you go. And everybody's happy, and they all just scooted back over to grab the last round before it's time to close, because that's what they're doing now, of course. It's so important they have to do that, right?
That's right, yeah.
Last call for alcohol. All right, well, let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Mr. Kyle, we're getting down to the wire here. We're getting right down to the wire, and we got all the stuff going on with the attack on Mr. Pelosi and things going on where we seem to have some more attacks going on over in the Middle East and down in Africa. So stuff there. And, of course, Michigan State, some football players that were suspended after ganging up on two Michigan players after the game, clobbering one of them with a helmet, punching and kicking another one in the hallway for something stupid, I guess, on the part of the Michigan players. But they beat up some Michigan State players, and that's not smart. That is not smart.
Well, no, and obviously it's not sportsmanlike, and definitely need to keep that kind of behavior completely away.
Well, if I were the player, I would take the coach and immediately ground him and say, you're not playing this week until you realize what it is you just did to disgrace all of us. That's just me.
Well, sure. Yeah, again, yeah, there's no room for that, and obviously sometimes tempers can flare, but you got to walk away if you can.
Now, President Biden congratulated the leftist Brazilian presidential candidate Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva on his victory in the nation's runoff election. And he said that election was free, fair, and credible. He added that to the mix. Well, that election is never free, fair, and collectible.
Well, he's saying that, too, because the challenger there, the opponent, someone named Bolsonaro, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, had cast some doubt on the integrity of his country's election system. So here comes Biden saying, oh, don't worry about it. It was all free, fair, and credible. You know, you can't make this up.
Yeah. And, of course, we have Richard and Maureen chiming in. We just heard from Leo down in Miami. I have no idea what he's talking about. Something about Twitter. I could, you know, we'll get to that eventually down the line, but I'm not sure what he's referring to. You can take a look at that and tell me. So anyway, and then again, we've got this situation with this attack, Paul Pelosi's attacker, who has been indicted now on federal charges of attempted kidnapping and assault with intent to retaliate against a federal official by threatening or injuring a family member. Now, we're going to talk about that because I hear the music coming up in my ear. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Plus, we're also going to talk about what's going on down on the border because the government wants Arizona to take those containers off the border. And they're saying, wait a minute, they're not on the border. They're off the border. They're backed up off the border. What are you talking about? All right. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
All righty, and we're going to have Patrick Hyland there. He'll be our special guest today. Might have a couple of military guys there. I'm not sure yet. They have been invited. Might be a couple of the Purple Heart guys that are going to be honored Saturday night at the Wade Whiskey event. We'll know more about that a little bit later. But as it stands right now, Patrick Hyland will be there for sure. So stop on by Mission Barbecue, West Waters Avenue. We're there from 11:30 to 1:30, and we look forward to seeing you there. All right, back to Kyle Warren and Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Before we go back to the... We've got a caller. Before we go to the caller, I want to finish something here. You ready?
Yep.
President Joe Biden tried to give Americans the facts about how the Inflation Reduction Act stops big corporations from skirting tax laws. Well, good luck with that. But how this was so quickly fact-checked by Twitter for pushing a misleading claim, why did Biden make the claim to begin with when he knew it wasn't right? And on Friday, the president claimed that 55 corporations had earned over $40 million in revenue under the new Inflation Reduction Act, and that just is not true.
Well, yes, the president said that back in 2020, 55 corporations made some $40 billion and that they paid zero in federal taxes. He said, Captain, he says, my Inflation Reduction Act puts an end to this. Well, this was quickly fact-checked, as you were saying. Turns out only 14 of those corporations had earnings that were greater than $1 billion, and only 14 of those would be eligible under Biden's new tax law for the imposition of, what is it, a 15% minimum tax on companies. So that's going to reduce inflation, don't you think? Or is that going to raise prices for consumers?
Well, it's going to do both. It's going to do both. It's going to raise taxes for
the companies, and it's going to raise the price of goods and services at the store for the consumers.
Well, sure, and that's inflationary,
mm-hmm.
and people are going to then they'll pull back, and then we're then we have other problems in the economy.
All right, well, let's go to the phone here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Leo.
Leo.
Hey.
What's up, Leo?
Oh, I just calling from today. I just picked up my sample ballot to study.
Wait. You picked up a Tampa ballot.
Oh, sample ballot.
Sample ballot. Okay, ballot. All right. Sample ballot.
The ones you can review who you're going to win, the pick.
Right.
I'm doing that this week. I'm going to fill out the
Are you going to vote in person?
Ballot. Yeah, I'm going in person. At the same office. That's the same office I registered in Miami.
Good.
I'm going to the same. I found it when I was doing delivery. I said, "Oh, I recognize that place." So I went right away, and
good.
I was asking somebody. There was people there. They handed me a Republican little flyer that showed all the people, all the picks. So I know who to pick. Because before I was like voting, and I didn't really know, except the like Mark Rubio. I knew him. From the past, I voted for him and then Donald Trump, but this time I know more of who I'm going to vote for. Not vote blindly, like just mark something, I want to know this time, which is the justice, that comes up for the election.
I don't know who the justices are down there in Miami. We got a tough time enough trying to figure out who they are up here.
Yeah.
Because they're non-political. They're non-political. You have to do your homework to find out.
Yeah. I'm glad you're covering it because you're very down on everything. You and Kyle really, bring out who's coming up or what's going on.
Here's the main thing in Florida. Ron DeSantis, Marco Rubio, and anybody, but a Democrat for any one of the lead offices. Ashley Moody, need to get her back again because these Democrats are out to ruin us.
I got Moody. On my own.
She's a Tampa girl. She's a good candidate.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know if you heard about DeSantis talking about all those people who were collecting ballots in Orlando, all those.
I know all about it. Talked about it already.
You heard about it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear it.
Yep. Well, we talked about it a while back when it happened. All right, well, Leo, thanks for the call. Stay out of trouble. All right, thank you. Thank you. That's Leo in Miami, Kyle.
Yeah, it's good to hear from Leo.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like as if he's got a plan there, and that's a good deal.
Yes, exactly.
All right, now, I mentioned briefly about the four Michigan State football players who beat up on the two Michigan ball players in the tunnel. And that was just stupid, and I hope that they're fully disciplined, and if they're taken off the team and have to sit down for a week because of that, then so be it, or even two, so be it. You just don't go around doing stuff like that. Now, we had another circumstance here. Mohammed Aziz, 84, and Khalif Islam, who died in 2009, were exonerated last year after an investigation by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office found that authorities had used witness intimidation and withheld favorable evidence in their trial. Now, in another New York City news story, a company was caught immediately rejecting low-income housing applicants for having criminal records, and New York City's new pay transparency law goes into effect today.
Well, that's right. And, of course, you can't manipulate or intimidate witnesses for any reason. That's not to be done. We understand, too, Captain, I believe New York City is going to pay out some $26 million.
I thought it was $36 million.
Yeah, 26 is what I'm seeing.
Okay.
It's definitely, that's a pretty penny. There's no doubt about that.
Now, the Department of Veterans Affairs has received nearly 113,000 new disability compensation claims for benefits created by the landmark toxic exposure law signed in August. Now, pushing the VA to aggressively search for new hires to handle the influx of veterans into the system. Now, VA Secretary Dennis McDonough said Tuesday that claim applications this month were 19% higher than October of 2021, with the VA receiving 1,000 more claims a day than it had usually received, now requiring the department to take steps to recruit additional health and benefits personnel, train them, and get them on the payroll as soon as possible, because all other incentives to retain current employees are being used, too, because they need the extra help to get the stuff in the computers.
Well, certainly, and obviously, if there's a need for that, then they definitely need to be working towards that. And of course, Captain, there's really nothing more important than taking care of our veterans, their health care when they come home,
yeah.
And when they're out of the service and so forth. This is so very important. It's at the very heart of what America even can begin to try to repay them for their service.
Right, and if you're computer literate and you're looking for a job, that would be a great place to start, the VA.
Well, certainly. Exactly.
Yep. And I think it would be a very good job, and it would have all kinds of benefits go along with it. So check out the VA and see if you can get one of those jobs, since we were just told they're hiring several hundred people to take care of the claims, and that makes sense. When you got 113,000 claims, you're going to need more than a handful of people.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yep. Now, Paul Pelosi's attacker has been indicted on federal charges of attempting kidnapping and assault with an intent to retaliate against a federal official by threatening or injuring a family member. Now, the criminal complaint filed by FBI agent Stephanie Miller, who, oh, by the way, has only been on the job a year. Do you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, she's been on the, and I heard quite the discussion about it yesterday. Now, that sheds some light on the sequence of events and brings forward a lot of new information, but also raises more questions. For example, why are you taking one of your most highly publicized cases that you got and putting a new person on it, brand new person?
Well, that's a very, very good question. We don't really know much about her background.
You would think you would want a veteran on there.
Right. Well, of course.
Veteran FBI person.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, to some degree, maybe they think it's pretty open and shut, or for whatever reason. But I think we'll know more as the investigation unfolds. You know, it's interesting, Captain, that this particular attacker evidently was in the country. He overstayed his visa. He was here illegally.
That's right. Hold that thought. We'll get into a little bit more about that and a whole bunch more stuff, because we got some interesting stuff to talk about this morning. It's a very busy news day around, so don't forget about that, and don't forget about everything that's going on in Mission Barbecue today, too. Come have lunch for the captain, 11:30 to 1:30 on West Waters Avenue. And we'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The man who reportedly clubbed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband in the head with a hammer, shouting, "Where is Nancy?" after forcing his way into the couple's San Francisco home, faced charges of attempted murder and other felonies. The death toll from a suspension bridge collapse in India rose to 134, with many of the victims children. as authorities opened a criminal case into one of the deadliest accidents in the country in the past 10 years. The bridge was built under British colonial rule and reopened only last week after repairs. The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments in two major cases involving Harvard University and the University of North Carolina that could imperil decades-old affirmative action policies that factor race into student admissions to boost black and Hispanic enrollment on American campuses. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
All righty, and we certainly appreciate that, and we appreciate everything that's going on here right now. And we want to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. And our pals there, the father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. Now, they take their commitment seriously, and they recently shared with me that they were going to double down, literally double down, the total number of happy customers this year that they plan on having around on the market. And they're getting very close to being able to do that, to have those numbers. But the reason that I take the product and have for well over 8 years now is because it works. It works. Pretty good reason, huh? I wouldn't be telling you about it if it didn't work, because I don't operate that way. Now, the Relief Factor is part of an integrated health plan that helps your body reduce inflammation over time. Now, to get the best results, it needs to be taken regularly. I take mine every morning when I start out with breakfast, and the Relief Factor preferred customer plan makes it just that simple. Now, the combination of ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps to support the body's natural reflux response to inflammation. It will lower or eliminate pain associated with the exercise and everyday living that you have. Now, Relief Factor targets the underlying problem areas from different metabolic pathways, too, to eliminate pain at the source. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product. And it's made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. So give it a try. Try it out. The website is relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. One more time.
relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 1995 3-week quick start. That's all you got to do. 1995 for 3 weeks. You'll know by the end of the third week whether that's going to work for you. And I had a young man who I gave some sample packs to take because he was in tremendous pain. And he came up to me. I saw him yesterday. He came up to me and he says, "Captain, I am totally out of pain right now. I can't believe it. I took two of these things. I'm going to buy this. And if it worked that fast and it's doing that much, you suppose it'll continue to do that?" I said, "Well, pretty good possibility. Look what you're telling me." So he went and ordered the product, and he's going to be a happy camper. I gave him a couple more packs while he was waiting for it to come in. So there you go. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
A sunny day. Oh, it is going to be sunny today here.
That's good.
And warm. I think we're going to be warmer here than you are.
Perhaps so, yeah. Tomorrow we're looking at maybe a high of about 71.
Right? Oh, yeah. I'm already above 70. I'm at, where am I here? Let me see my temperature. I'm at 72 degrees right now in Tampa.
Wow, okay.
So we're going to be up in the 80s anyway. Maybe a little warmer, but we'll see. Now, provided some dark miracle doesn't occur between now and November 8th, Election Day, it's a pretty safe bet that the Republicans will sweep the 2022 midterm elections and win both the House and the Senate. Now, all Republicans have to do is show up at the poll to vote, and funny enough, that's all Democrats have to do, too, because the only issue is that many of the Democrats are showing up to vote for Republicans, too. You know that, right?
Of course.
And,
yeah.
And Red State, which is a conservative website, has been reporting consistently about districts, about voters, and polls swapping steadily from blue to red. It's not looking like it's slowing down either. In fact, as we get closer to Election Day, the red wave is ramping up in speed and heights, and there's definitely going to be a red wave, in my humble opinion.
Well, I think, Captain, when we look back, and historians look back at this, what I think is going to be a really historic midterm election season, I think they're going to find out that the Democrats absolutely blew it by not speaking to the issues that voters wanted to talk about, that they cared about. They tried to drive the narrative to climate change and abortion and Donald Trump and stuff like that, and January 6th, and you name it, but what voters really wanted to talk about and what they care about was inflation and crime, for example. And so by trying to simply do a bunch of smoke screens, they thought they could message their way out of this, but I think they're going to get a real rude awakening.
Well, for the first time in many years, this election is going to have thousands of new poll watchers. And you know what those are, right?
Well, of course, yeah, they monitor, yes.
Yeah, they monitor any problems that are going on. They have the ability to be able to communicate with headquarters and say, "We have a problem over here. I've taken a picture of what the problem is. You might want to come over here and check this out."
Well, that's right. And it's like the idea of just, you know, when you have security watching to see if somebody's trying to shoplift or stuff like that, you have to have eyes on the situation. Now, of course, they're watching for a lot of these same tricks that have been pulled in the past.
And they know what they are because they know what to look for.
Well, exactly. But the question is, what tricks could be pulled that may be new? But what we're hoping, of course, Captain, is that the voters come out, they vote in droves, and it overwhelms any kind of fraud.
Correct.
Because there's always some amount of fraud that it overwhelms at this time. I think there's a good chance that that'll happen, despite the fact that the Democrats have rolled out Barack Obama and tried to really, you know, make a go of it here in the waning moments of this midterm election.
Yeah, and a lot of people are choosing to ignore him. He's not drawing the crowds he used to draw.
Well, no. In fact, it's more of this sort of the same old stuff. And they're putting him out there because they can't trot Biden out quite as easily because Biden is toxic. So they're relying on the star power, quote unquote, of Barack Obama. But I think you're right. I think people are just like, what? Why? Why do we go see him?
Well, Democrats recently proposed a bill in Virginia, now withdrawn, that would have allowed parents who didn't affirm their child's gender identity to be criminally prosecuted. Now, the goal of the law, according to its chief sponsor, was to educate parents. Now, this law was another attempt to establish a principle that it was the government's responsibility to say who the actual decision makers were when it came to our children. And it's not surprising the parents pushed back and hard, and they got this thing dropped and removed from the ballot.
Well, obviously, and that's a good thing. It's you know, the government is going to tell you that, you know, if you don't affirm something decided by a small child in that regard, that's you know, whereas we don't let children make decisions on other things and so forth because you're supposed to take care of the children, you're supposed to raise them, you're supposed to love them, you're supposed to keep them safe from harm. And yeah, this is just a crazy another one of these crazy things that comes up.
And I just want you to know that Joe Biden says that election denial and all that talk produces the violence and affects the people's mental disposition as well, affects them mentally.
Well, I mean, that's it, here we go again with the you can't think something. You know, Captain, what Americans value, I think, above all else is the truth. They want to know the truth. So here's the thing. If there was voter fraud, well, they want to know. If there wasn't voter fraud, for example, in 2020, then they also want to know that. But we have to be able to come to those conclusions through the normal processes of figuring things out. Simply to just put a lid on it and say, no, don't ask any more questions about that because you're going to create some other problem. Well, that's not the American way. The American way is truth. And yes, I'm going to say
truth, justice, and the American way.
Exactly. And that's exactly, and people understood that because it was so self-explanatory. Back in the day when Superman, for example, was first a character, it just made sense. And this is what people want. They want to know the truth. And if you keep the truth from them, that's what makes them upset with the political class.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, you know. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't take a brain
surgeon. Every once in a while.
It does not take a brain surgeon to figure this out.
Well, exactly. But that's the thing. And, you know, for example, if there wasn't any fraud, then everybody would be able to, you know, I think the reasonable people would be able to agree on that. You're always going to have outliers who are, you know, going to be off in some kooky thing. But the reasonable core would say, yeah, okay, that's fine. There's nothing like this happened. We'll move on. But if it did happen, they also want to know about that. But to just put a lid on it, as I said, is not good.
Hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more. And Kyle Warren, too, and the Truckers Highway Bible Report. Don't go anywhere.
That means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Express.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
There you go, packing your things again. Suitcase full of clothes. And I'm supposed to beg you not to go, but this time ain't gonna be like the last. I finally had enough. It's gonna hurt to call your bluff.
Okay, Kyle, who is that masked man playing that song?
That is the Soul Circus Cowboys.
How did you know that?
I know.
You did your homework.
Well, they're a great band, and you played them a few times, and so, yeah, we're checking them out.
I don't think I played that song, though.
You have not played that yet. That's right.
Yeah, because I saw it, and I said, okay, I got me a new song to play. Let's see what I come up with. Okay, well, let's take a look over here. We do have quite an interesting weather picture affecting the western U.S. this week, and a lot of the features are well below normal temperatures, with highs trending anywhere from 5 to 15 degrees below the average. That includes where you're at. Also expected will be locally heavy rain, showers, heavy mountain snow, gusty winds. Meanwhile, east of the Rockies, we're going to have temperatures that'll be warm and mild, with the possibility of record highs of all places in Florida and the upper Midwest for the next few days. So, take it away. Tell me what's going on out west, because it looks like you're having some fun out there.
Well, we sure are, Captain, and I was going to mention in last morning's program, but trucker David out there had posted some really nice pictures up in the Rocky Mountains as he was trucking through there, so we wanted to say thank you to him for doing that great, beautiful views that he has from his cab. That's amazing. But also, Captain, we've got a lot of weather to tell you about here tonight and tell our friends, our truckers out there. We definitely see some rain going on right now. This is all through the area of Portland, Oregon, coming down south on Interstate 5, all the way down to about Medford. So that means, of course, right now, Captain Richard the Marine, from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon, is probably inundated with some rain right about now. And if you're heading out east from Portland along I-84, you're definitely going to be having rain coming across the roadway there until almost till you get to Pendleton, where it's going to start really clearing up. But that rain's going to head on over up through I-90, Spokane, Washington, also up through northern Idaho. We've got, of course, the rain and some mixing them with sleet there. This is going to come down I-90 almost till you get to Missoula, and then just a little patch right there for our friends in Missoula tonight. So you want to be aware of that. We also have some winter weather advisories to tell you about. This is going to be all through parts of Utah, especially as you head down Interstate 15 down Salt Lake City. You got that going on there. Winter weather advisories. Also high winds. High winds through most of Nevada tonight. Looks like, let me see here, up on Donner Pass. I think we had some weather for that. Donner Pass right now, 37 degrees. Tuesday's going to be a mix of rain and snow along I-80 there. And then also Wednesday, you've got snow. We've got also snow coming in and rain coming through Tuesday through Thursday through most of Wyoming over the next couple of days. So you want to be aware of that as well. Winter storm warning. This is going to be on the California side there, west of Reno. I'll get a winter storm warning that's going to extend all the way down through Mammoth Lakes, a little bit south of there, and up towards about Susanville. More next hour, and so be careful out there.
All right, well, it looks like as if in South Dakota we got some wind, so you might have going across coming out of Rapid City or into Rapid City from Montana. It looks like as if we're going to have some wind going about halfway across South Dakota. That's the only thing I see there at the moment. Coming across to, let's see here, Lake Michigan, the west side of Michigan. Looks like LJ might have a little bit of rain to deal with up there, so she's going to have to get her raincoat on and her umbrella so she doesn't get all soaking wet with the rain that's headed in her direction up there. Also, we do have some dense fog to talk about across most of the southern half of Illinois. Also, St. Louis, Missouri, coming over there with the fog, and also the northwestern corner of Kentucky with the fog. And then, going on down towards Alabama, the whole central part of Alabama tonight is just inundated with fog. So that means going across east-west on 20. That means north-south on 65. That means north-south on 85. You're going to have fog across all of the state. So be advised of that. We also have some fog to speak of down along the Gulf tonight. It's kind of hit or miss. You got a little bit in Houston. You got a little bit down below Houston, down towards the border, with all the way down the bottom there of Brownsville. But it's hit or miss on the way down. We also have some fog around New Orleans. Same thing there. It jumps around a little bit, gets on over towards Gulfport, Mississippi. But it's not solid all the way. It's on again, off again, on again, off again. And then Florida, the west side of Florida, looks like we got a little bit of fog there on down the line further down below us, down in the hurricane area, so where they had the hurricane, the storm. So that'll make things interesting down there. And then coming up the east coast, I see some more fog there in the Chesapeake Bay area and up around Jersey and Long Island and Cape Cod, a little bit around Cape Cod, and then a little bit around Maine, all the way up there, about middle of the Maine area, Portland, Maine. Looks like there's some fog right there. So that's what we're dealing with right now, and that's what it looks like right now. And Kyle, if you'll take it away and tell everybody about the Pilot and Flying J, please.
Well, folks, don't forget, when it's hot outside, you want to pull into a Pilot and Flying J, get something cold to drink. But when it's cold outside, and the winter's coming through now, you want to pull in, you want to get something hot to drink to warm you up. You want to get a cup of that great coffee. It's the best cup of coffee on the interstate. We'll think that you'll agree. Also, you can try the chili, all the other great food options that you have when you're hungry and you're coming in from the cold. You definitely want to stop into the Pilot or Flying J Travel Center. Go to pilotflyingj.com to find their locations. They have a real nice, easy-to-use locations function right there. You'll find the closest one to you. And don't forget, you want to join the My Rewards Plus program and download the My Rewards Plus app. And from now until December 31st, you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline that you buy at a Pilot or Flying J Travel Center. It's as easy as signing up with the My Rewards Plus app. And, of course, truckers, you want to be sure that you're part of that program as well, because you'll also get special offers and all kinds of great things, earn points, and you want to check it out today, pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com.
And you're going to want to keep your eyes on the diesel, because we have that situation where we don't know what's really going to happen. The government has kind of created a mess. Thank you, Mr. Government, and Pete Buttigieg and the other people that are involved with this. But we're going to get a little bit short on diesel here. There might be some things going on out there in terms of rationing, 50 gallons here, 50 gallons there. It was done before. It would not surprise me to see it done again there, Kyle.
Yeah, I know. That's really, really something.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks are coming back with more here on the Captain America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we got plenty of stuff coming your way. Don't go nowhere. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.